This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at this time in the morning.
Not much of a change. The FBM KLCI at this juncture is still relatively flat. It's down 0.09% to 1548.
Okay, we are turning our attention now to palm oil because, interestingly, in 2021, Malaysia's palm exports shrank by 10.6% to 15.6 million tons. This decline in palm exports was mainly due to a 31.4% plunge in demand from China and a 15.3% slide in shipments to the EU.
On a positive note, Malaysia's palm exports to India climbed by 30.9% to 3.6 million tons in 2021. So despite the softening demand, why did CPO prices continue to remain robust for the year? And will this trend continue in 2022? And what are the other key issues we should pay attention to in the plantation sector?
To find out, we speak to Alvin Tai, soft commodity analyst from Bloomberg Intelligence. Alvin, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, CPO prices have remained relatively resilient so far, with futures at above 5,000 ringgit per metric ton. That's a 7% year-to-date increase. Is this reflective of the price trend for the rest of the year?
Hi, good morning. It may not be. I think prices may remain strong or strengthening further within the next 2 or 3 months. But this is due to supply constraints, which may not last into the second half. So I suspect that there may be some weakening by mid-year. But generally, prices may still be very strong for the whole year on average, and may still beat 2021 prices.
Now, some of the key markets which are important to palm, like China, are hit by lockdowns, while India is facing a wave of Omicron cases. So what will the impact be on demand?
Well, there are some complaints of food shortages in these lockdown areas. So naturally, people are unlikely under-eating. So there will be some form of reduced demand. That's to be expected. But in the overall scheme of things, may not be very big.
Now, the other thing I want to pay attention to is, of course, the price of substitutes in the last few months. What's the co-relationship been like?
Well, soybean oil was very strong in early part of last year. So it actually widened the premium against palm oil. And that has actually come back down to a bit more normal, but generally the correlation is still very, very positive.
So shifting from the demand and alternatives to the demand, we are looking at supply conditions, right, for CPO for both Indonesia and Malaysia for 2022. What's your take there, in view of potentially adverse weather patterns?
Well, output is currently, adversely affected by, combination of affected by excessive rainfall. That's due to a combination of the current northeast monsoon and as well as La Nina weather factor. But these two factors will likely end by second quarter. So generally, yields should be higher this year versus the past 2 years. Right. Just we need to remember that the past 2 years production was actually affected by the 2019 drought. So this year, that yield impact won't be there anymore. So we should expect better yield once this period of heavy rainfall subsides.
And Alvin, another thing I've noticed is that fertilizer cost has been on the upward trend. I mean, how will this impact the planters?
Because fertilizer prices are actually very closely correlated with energy prices, and crude oil has actually risen back to $90 per barrel. So, but generally, the increase in palm oil prices has been more than sufficient to offset this increase in input prices. So, minimal impact because prices are still stronger against last year. So I think the I think net impact to bottom line of companies, I think it's, you know, the increase in prices still far outweigh the increase in input prices.
Last year, the KL Plantation Index was down 8%, while CPO prices surged 75%. Will this negative correlation continue in 2022?
Well, that actually depends very much on the FPM KLCI, right? I think last year's dip in the plantation index was more driven by the KLCI's 4% decline, right? So the plantation sector now no longer has its alpha. So it's very much driven by the broad market. So performance of the plantation sector, you know, will be very much driven by the broad market overall.
So is there better value to be found in Singapore, Indonesia planters?
Generally, yes. But I think we also need to be careful with the term value among the Indonesian planters, because most of them actually have very large proportion of old trees which need to be replanted. So if we factor in replanting costs and the reduced output due to replanting, valuation becomes less cheap. Still cheap, but less cheap.
And last year, right, it was a year quite unusual for the plantation sector because we saw a fair bit of M&As. Do you think this we will see a repeat of this for 2022?
I think if prices continue to be strong, companies' balance sheet become a lot stronger, they will be looking to buy. Again, the question is always how much they are willing to pay for it. But from what I understand, even physical estate prices have actually, they're actually no longer fetching the kind of value that they used to, you know, in the past. So maybe there are values to be found, you know, among the plantations.
Thanks very much for your time this morning, Alvin. That was Alvin Tai, soft commodity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, talking to us about the outlook for the palm oil sector in 2022.
I found it very interesting that the palm oil planters don't have an alpha now.
They haven't had for a while, actually, for quite a while.
So
already.
Not correlated at the moment.
Not correlated at all. And I think the other thing that's weighing down on the planter share price is, of course, ESG concerns.
Yeah.
So not a favorite especially with institutional investors at this current juncture.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.